So this is a presentation. We're starting now, actually, a new set of presentations in the dev room, not about complete SBOMs, but about information that gets inside SBOMs, and you'll be hearing more about it. So this is a presentation about a system to capture detailed information about building, and the work, I mean, almost all of the work happened by Fotis, and so I was just, explaining what has to be done, design the problem. So we'll be going through a very typical agenda, what we're trying to solve, how we solve it, how we solve it, and what was not solved, and what we're going to do. This happened as a GSOC project, Google Summer of Projects, last year, of the GFOS organization, which is an umbrella organization for open source in Greece, and we have representatives there. Right, I'm not going to be reading the whole slide. You can read it, and you can see it there. But they're an umbrella organization that they're looking over open source development in Greece, and they have been participating in GSOC for many years now. And one of the projects was the wonderful that Fotis did. Right. So let's start with the basics. What are we trying to solve, right? There are different names for what we're trying to solve. Some people call it origin, some call it provenance or pedigree of things. Essentially, if I have a binary file, and I'm talking when I say binary, I mean an executable or a library, not an image, right, or a PDF, but an object file, right, how was this created, right? What are the sources that were used in order to create this binary, right? What was the process that was used in order to create that? Essentially, these two things, right? The goal is to have extra information and meta information about all this stuff, and so in the end, you know exactly what information is inside the binary, right? Or was used to create it, right? So think of it very simplistically. If I have a command that builds a binary, like a compiler that gets a source file and generates an executable, I want to record, okay, there was this process called CC, and it read the wonderful file in C, and it produces an executable, right? That's what we want to solve. And then it gets tricky because, as you can imagine, we're not obviously looking at only things that are specified in the command line, right? So when you do CC, the hello world.c, maybe it includes a file, right? The C language has hash include. So, and this might be significant. It will definitely be significant, right? So it might include /usr/include/stdio.h. So I need to record that this file was also used in order to produce this binary, right? And in the same way, CC is just a program. I cannot just record the name because the name does not mean anything. This is definitely a file, and maybe it uses other linked libraries in order to do that. And when you produce the final executable, it might include system libraries, and you want to record all this, right? So we're not talking about, parsing the command line and seeing the three files mentioned there. We want to record everything happening in there. And obviously, the command may not be explicit. It might just be make, right? And you want to record everything that's happening with this build command, right? Is the problem clear? Has anyone else has this problem? Where am I going? So the whole project was, okay, let's build something like that. And how do you create a project? You say what I want to achieve, and this is a functional specification, right? So we want a minimal interface. I don't want to tell developers, ah, you have to change the compiler in order to do that. And I mean, the first idea would be to change the compiler, but yeah, let's try to make it minimal. So ideally, no changes to the command at all. Right, and I want to record the files being created or written, the files being read, all the processes being run. So for each of the files, I want to know the name, I want to know the full path, because there might be difference. And then because I care about the content, I want the hash, because the same file can be in different places with the same hash, so I have to know what it is. And you know, extra nice information, the size of the file, mode of the file, and stuff like that. I don't care. For every process that runs, I want to know, okay, what was the process, what were the arguments, what was the environment, because as you probably know, every process reads may be different according to the environment that it finds. Start and end times would be useful, and stuff like that. Right. So this is the information that, this is the functional specification, this is our wonderful problem. Right. And then Fotis sat down and worked.
Well, to touch
No, no, wait. Ah. You're taking the mic.
No, not.
Okay.